Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're taking a deep dive into a powerful choice we all face: to get better or to get bitter. Let's get into it. Life has a way of throwing us curveballs, heartbreaks, disappointments, and setbacks that can leave us feeling resentful and even bitter. But what if instead of letting these challenges define you, you choose to transform them into fuel for growth? Let them be your ammunition. Get better, not bitter, is a call to shift your perspective, to choose healing over hurt, and to rise stronger from life's trials. So today's episode is about embracing the journey of self-improvement and letting go of the weight of negativity. It's all about understanding that while the pain is undeniable, bitterness is a choice, and one that only holds you back from reaching your full potential. So today, we'll get real about the practical reflections and strategies you'll need to learn how to channel your energy into building resilience, nurturing your self-compassion, and ultimately creating a brighter future. Get better, not bitter. It's not just about surviving adversity. It's about thriving in spite of it. It challenges you to look beyond the scars of your past and focus on the transformative power of healing, forgiveness, and personal growth. Your journey towards a more positive, empowered life, it starts here. It starts right now, one step at a time. So let go of bitterness and embrace a life where every setback is a setup for a greater comeback. It's time to get better, not bitter. Let's explore this more. Let's face it. Life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. We all experience setbacks, disappointment, and even heartbreak. It's easy to let those experiences define us, to become jaded, and also be a little resentful. But today, we are exploring how to transform those challenges into opportunities for growth and empowerment. So let's unpack this. Let's really take a deeper dive and understand the choice. The choice is yours. So bitterness, holding on to resentment, anger, and a victim mentality. You don't want to be a victim. You don't want to be bitter, and you don't want to hold on to resentment. Better, choosing to learn, grow, and heal from difficult experiences. It's a process. Neither option is a destination, but a continuous choice. So you have to make a decision. So I want to talk a little bit about the pitfalls of bitterness. The first thing is stunted growth. Bitterness keeps you stuck in the past, preventing you from moving forward. It doesn't do anything but hold you still, and you're actually caged and captive to that level of resentment that you're holding on to. So it definitely stunts your growth. It also damages relationships. Resentment can poison your relationships and create a level of isolation for you. It has you on a little island all by yourself. It definitely does. And it also has negative impacts on your overall well-being. So holding on to negative emotions and negative feelings of resentment and unforgiveness can lead to physical and mental health issues. So there are some huge drawbacks and negative components for just being bitter and not getting over things and having that attitude and holding that grudge. You got to let it go. You got to expand your thought process and understand overall what forgiving and healing is for. It's for you. It's for you to maintain and have control
of your physical and mental health. Because when you're holding on to that level of resentment and you're bitter and you're not forgiving, you're only hurting your physical and mental health. So please, please, please understand that. Feeling pain and being hurt and being let down, that's painful, but it's even more painful when you're holding on to it and you're not letting it go. It creates mental and health issues, and it also creates missed opportunities. Bitterness blinds you to opportunities for growth and happiness because you're stuck on the past. You're holding on to that level of pain and what caused you versus letting it go and being open to growth and happiness and exploring new opportunities. It takes a little faith. It takes a little courage, but it's definitely worth it. So I want to talk about the power of getting better. So you have resilience. You build resilience. It allows you to bounce back from adversity even stronger, better than before, with a new mindset, feeling renewed, feeling dedicated, and ready to conquer all things, and feeling confident. It also fosters a level of self-awareness. Difficult experiences can lead to greater self-awareness and a deeper understanding of yourself. So after you experience and feel that setback and that hurt and that disappointment, you learn things about yourself. If you're processing and you're not just going through the experience, but you're growing through it, you're able to analyze what that situation was, the ins and outs, and you know, so you don't find yourself there and you're able to do better the next time around. So it definitely creates a level of self-awareness. And another thing is empathy and compassion. Healing from your pain, that can cultivate a great level of empathy and just overall compassion for others. And being empowered, choosing to get better, that empowers you to take control of your life, take control of the narrative, and take control of the situation. Grab your power back. Don't lose your power in being bitter. Choose to get better. So I want to talk about some steps to help you. Practical steps to help you get better. The first thing you have to do, and this one is real difficult, you have to acknowledge and process your emotions. Allow yourself to feel your emotions without judgment. You have to process what you're feeling, acknowledge what you're going through. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to be hurt. It's okay to feel disappointed, but you have to have that moment where you're processing those emotions. Give yourself a time period, and then you have to let it go. You have to get out of that. And if you're struggling with that, if you're struggling with processing your emotions and giving yourself that time frame to process and work through it and get yourself out of it, I definitely recommend seeking support, talking to a trusted friend, a therapist, any positive support groups, because you definitely want to understand how to let go of things and not hold on to that bitterness and resentment, and focus on growth. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? What teachable moment is in this experience, from that disappointment, from that hurt, from that pain? What's your lesson to be learned, and how can you grow and evolve and become a better you from that experience? So take a moment to reflect on that level of mindfulness. What can you do better? How can you learn from that? And forgive yourself and others. Don't condone. Just release yourself from the pain, from the past trauma, and protect your peace. Protect yourself from toxic people and situations. And the best way to do this is setting boundaries. Boundaries are your best friend. I know I say that a lot, but it is so true. And find your purpose. Find your greater purpose. Find meaning and purpose in all of your life's experiences. So understand that the power is yours. The choice is yours. You can choose to get better after experiencing disappointment, setback, rejection, heartache, whatever that looks like. You can choose to get better or you can choose to be bitter. The choice is yours. But I think just looking at the benefits, you owe it to yourself to choose to get better. And understand that you are not defined by your past experiences. You're not defined by the rejection. You're not defined by the pain. You're not defined by the setback. You are not defined by those things. You're so much greater than that. But the choice is yours. You can choose to hold on to those experiences or you can learn from those things and grow. You have the power to choose. Growth is a journey. Healing takes time and effort, so please be patient with yourself. Understand that you're so inspirational, and those setbacks and disappointments, you can actually inspire others. Your story can inspire others. Your journey of getting better can inspire so many people around you. So understand that you're not alone and you're not going through those things just for yourself. You have the power to impact others. You have the power to learn from all of those challenges and be resilient and be better than before. So choose to be better. Choose to get better and not to get bitter. So we've unpacked how being bitter can really damage your health and your mental capacity, and getting better can help you come out resilient and be on top of your game. So understand the impact of bitterness versus the power of healing and moving forward, and that weight that's lifted off your shoulders. So you have to understand the mindset shift and how adversity can be transformed into personal growth, how to take those setbacks and turn them into opportunities, and set that stage for self-improvement and growth and evolving, and understand your emotions. Understand bitterness. Define bitterness and its emotions, emotional toll, what that looks like for you, and recognize the patterns and the triggers. What's triggering that level of resentment, and work on solutions so that you can get better and overcome those triggers and overcome that level of bitterness and resentment, because the cost of holding on to pain and negativity is so costly. It can impact your relationships. It can impact your mental health. It can impact you physically, your body. So understand that there is no growth in bitterness. Bitterness keeps you caged. Bitterness keeps you isolated. And bitterness stops your growth and opportunities, because you can't explore new opportunities when you're stuck in the past, when you're holding on to bitterness and you're filled with regret and you're filled with doubt. So acknowledge your pain, embrace your pain, and understand that your feelings, they're valid. Acknowledge and validate your hurt. Whatever you're feeling is valid. You have the right to feel that, but you owe it to yourself to not stay there. Take a moment, take the time to process your emotions, to feel everything you need to feel, to get everything off your chest, but understand you have to give yourself a time period to move on and to move up and to elevate and evolve from all of those experiences and everything that you're feeling, and without letting that define you. You're not defined by your hurt, your pain, your disappointments. You're not defined by that resentment. So you have to learn the power of forgiveness. You have to learn the power of moving forward. And you have to understand the art of accepting pain and understand how to process that and move forward and become a better version of yourself. It may seem difficult when you're in the process of feeling those emotions and experiencing that pain. Pain is a difficult thing to experience. However, If you're stuck in that moment and you're not evolving and you're not getting over it, you're going to be stuck in pain. Your life is going to be painful, and that's going to be your reality versus moving on and moving forward and getting better and having your new normal and understanding that forgiveness is not condoning the behavior. Forgiveness is for you so that you can process things and not have that weight on your shoulder, not have that resentment caging you and isolating you and messing up your relationships that you can be building and fostering because you're carrying this level of the trauma that you experience. You're carrying that into future relationships that you're developing personally, professionally, relationship-wise. You're carrying that over. So you have to understand the practical steps to forgive yourself and others, because when you forgive, that liberates you from your past. You're liberated. You're free. You're free to move forward. You're free to explore opportunities, and there may be better opportunities for you, but you won't know that if you're choosing to be bitter and you're holding on to that level of resentment, that level of disappointment. You have to wake up and get out of that. So the choice is yours. You can choose to get better or be bitter. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna always choose to get better. There's so many incredible rewards when you choose to move forward, you choose to accept things as they are, and you choose to understand the lesson that you can learn from that situation that's getting under your skin, that situation that disappointed you, that level of rejection. Rejection sometimes is protection. So understand that you're called for something greater, and it was a blessing in disguise for you to not have that opportunity. If you choose to be bitter, you're stuck in the past, you're holding on to it, you're staying upset, and you have another word, you want to say one more thing. No, let it go and explore those new opportunities, explore the new path, and explore your other options. They could be better than the thing that you're holding on to that you were disappointed by, but you won't know. So you owe it to yourself to heal, to get better, to process those emotions, and don't let the past dictate and reflect into your future. You're not defined by your past mistakes. You're not defined by your past disappointments. You're not defined by your past rejections. You can move forward. You can learn so much from those experiences and also inspire others with your story. Learn from the lesson. Let the lesson motivate you. Let the lesson inspire you and find opportunities in the midst of those setbacks. Be resilient. Bounce back and understand that you're stronger and you're greater than everything that you want to hold on to. So choose to get better versus choosing to be bitter. The choice is yours, and I hope you choose wisely. And I totally understand. We are all human. Life is not always sunshine and rainbows. But you have to choose to get better. I'm choosing to get better. So your choice is yours. I can't make decisions for you. But in any situation, in any adversity that I've ever faced, I've always taken the higher road, and I've always chosen to get better from experience by not playing into things, playing into the narrative, and just, you know, understanding that people are human. They make mistakes, or they just are who they are. Don't let that dictate your future and who you're supposed to be and psych you out. I've learned from experience to just get better and focus on my craft and, you know, be positive and understand that sometimes you cross paths with certain people. That could be a seasonal cross. Certain people may not be expected to be in your life for all the seasons of your life. So be thankful for the experience and allow that to set you up for something greater in the future. So getting better has always worked out for me, and I encourage you to work on getting better versus being bitter. It's not something that happens overnight. It's a journey, it's a process, and it takes work, especially when you're feeling pain and you're feeling disappointment and you're feeling bitter, you're feeling resentment. I think Beyonce has a song called Resentment. But if you're feeling that level of resentment, you know, process your emotions and understand that your feelings are valid, but you don't have to stay there. You have to make a conscious decision to do better, to be better. So the choice is yours. Choose to get better or be bitter. So this is your invitation to work on turning your failures into valuable lessons and harness that adversity for personal and professional growth. There's so much power in you, and there's so much liberation in choosing mindfulness and establishing those routines to reinforce that positive mindset. You got this, and understand that. Be encouraged. In life, we all have setbacks, but it's a setup for a powerful comeback, and I hope you're ready for that comeback. Remember, beautiful souls, you have the power to transform pain into purpose. Choose to get better, not bitter. Your resilience and strength are your greatest assets. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this journey of self-discovery. Let's embrace the power of growth and healing. Until next time, keep shining bright. You've got this. I'll see you next time on Real Raw Relevant Podcast.